Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, we're glad to say that Chelsea is on the line. Chelsea Davis, the Figo Fitness founder. You can find her on Facebook under Figo Fitness. That's a lot of good F words there, but she's an entrepreneur and really a go-to diet person, and I've seen you do some catering, studied kinesiology at Penn State University, and I just think she's an expert on a lot of fields in a lot of ways. Thank you so much for calling in, Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark Lawrence. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. We just think there's a lot more people staying at home a lot longer, a lot of people home with families, and we thought we'd turn to you for some fun helps for families and for grown-ups who are just missing their gymnasium like crazy. What's some help that you offer for families and adults who are stuck at home, hunkering down?
Absolutely. So I created my top 10 list of ways that you can stay FIGO while at home. So FIGO basically means healthy, right? So my top 10 list includes, number one, stock up the pantry. So I am a certified chef, and I'm all about cooking healthy while at home. Recipes that you can freeze and share with others. You know, right now, this is a very difficult time for a lot of people. You might know someone that's elderly, that's stuck at home. If you're making extra, why don't you go, drop off one of those pantry recipes that you made on their doorstep? I'm definitely cooking more than ever. This is sort of like a Super Bowl for me, if you will. I'm really enjoying cooking some of those recipes from my pantry. I did make a list on Facebook of some pantry items that people can have. I can share some of those recipes that I'm making. So definitely number one, stock up that pantry. Number two is going to be to try something new. So this can be for fitness or for food. So for fitness, that's trying that new online fitness class, getting out that dusty piece of workout equipment that you bought a couple years ago and you never tried. Now's the time to give it a go. For food, that's definitely going to be trying out a new recipe, maybe a new meal delivery service that you've always wanted to go at. They offer discounts if you're a first-timer. If you're a referral from someone else. So definitely give that a go. Number three, this is huge. You're going to want to rev your immune system. So you're cooking at home. You're going to be trying to eat healthy here, guys. I know how easy it is to go grab for, quick, easy meals, frozen foods, frozen dinners. It's fast. It's going to feed the family. But, if you have extra time, please try to cook. You're going to try to stay away from high processed foods and artificial sweeteners. Those things can cause inflammation in your body. You definitely want to reach for foods like, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables with antioxidants. Those are going to decrease inflammation and free radical formation.
And you have this list on the FIGO Fitness page on Facebook.
So, yes, I can definitely post this list up on there. I definitely am going to be sharing a few recipes, some foods that you can reach for that are going to help rev your immune system.
Okay.
Vitamin C, I got to throw that one in there. If you're not getting enough vitamin C in your diet, you might want to supplement. Not a bad idea. And also, if you're not taking a multivitamin, controversial, but some studies are showing that high doses of vitamin C can definitely, help you if you do get sick.
All
okay,
right.
My number four is to keep a healthy weight. So this is obvious, decrease that, the cortisol in your body, decrease risk of inflammation in the body. So, my suggestion as a trainer is to check in each week with your weight. Don't check in every single day. Don't become obsessive compulsive about it. But just get moving and eat healthy. I think that's pretty much a no-brainer. Number five is count your steps. So, if you're at home and you're tending to hang out and watch some more Netflix and catch up on your movies, you might notice you're sitting on your butt more. That's for some. I know some people are still at work and moving and they're saving the day here. But for those that are at home more, and you're a little more sedentary during the day, make sure you're getting at least 10,000 steps in a day. That's the minimum. If you're not doing that, you need to get up off your butt and get outside and get moving. And that leads me to number six, get outside. So the weather has been warming up lately. Actually, you know, we've been blessed to have an early spring by Punxsutawney Phil. Thank you for that. Rejuvenate yourself with some fresh air. Try out a new walk locally. We're so blessed in this area to have tons of places where you're not going to bump into each other. You can stay 6 feet away from each other in the Susquehanna Valley. My husband and I are taking the kids down to the river. We like to walk on the Isle of Pew. We're going for hikes in Lewisburg. The Danville trails are awesome. So get outside, guys. Feels good.
Right.
Number seven is to drink tea. So there are a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits and de-stressing benefits to drinking tea. You know, you don't have to go full-fledged here. You don't have to necessarily do the loose leaf tea. I know my sister Gabby would kill me for saying that. It is a little bit of extra work. If you have extra time and you want to go on Amazon or, you know, buy yourself some fun tea to try out, go for it. Loose leaf teas are great. But, you know, just tea bags and, you know, things to help de-stress you. Chamomile is great.
With a little bit of honey,
yes. Thank you for mentioning that because, excuse me, honey can definitely help clear a sore throat. It's an all-natural way to do that. So definitely lemon and honey in your tea. My daughter loves to drink tea as well. She was having her little spot of tea with her mother last night.
See Cammy in the video, so she looks super.
Yes, she's doing well. We're trying to stay sane here at home, but all is good. My number eight is to meditate and pray. So, you know, this is just coming from a holistic approach. You know, things are out of our control at this realm, and, you know, we just have to learn to control the things that we can. Engage in deep breathing techniques. I like to pray the rosary. I do my daily meditation every single day. It really helps me keep things into perspective. So meditate and pray, guys. My number nine, also holistic thought here, is to definitely be sleeping that 7 to 9 hours a night. I can't stress this enough. When you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to decrease that immune system. So there was a study that I just actually read yesterday from my one of my favorite online pediatrician blogs, and it was saying that subjects that get less than 5 hours of sleep a night are at a 50% increased risk of pneumonia. So that right there just speaks for itself, I think.
So 7 to 9 hours, okay. Is that feasible? I mean, you got a lot of emergency responders and sort of essential people out there that are working double shifts and so on.
Absolutely. Find the time and get into a schedule. Get into a routine where you're going to bed at the same time every night. I know that's not feasible for everybody, but you know, if you have extra time and you are at home, take a nap. You know, we can include that in the 7 to 9 hours.
Oh, I like your last one.
Yes, this one's fun. Number 10, I had to end on something fun. It's called treat yourself. So I'm not sure if you've heard that phrase going around. It's not treat yourself, it's treat yourself. So I personally, my husband and I, we get motivated by, you know, buying that new fun fitness toy, buying a new pair of sneakers. He just bought himself a new pair of headphones. His other headphones worked just fine, in my opinion. But if this helps him get motivated and get him moving more, it's all good.
You sound like my lovely bride every time I get a new set of headphones.
Yes.
What do you need another pair for?
I know. You never know. You sweat the other pair out. I don't know.
That's it.
You know, for fitness also, that's going to be that new yoga mat. You know, for cooking, that's going to be that cooking gadget that you've always wanted to try. Hey, and I also know that times are tough for people and some people are, you know, spending less money. So think, rack your brain. Do you have a gift card lying around? I know so many people that hoard these gift cards and they forget that they have them. So maybe you want to invest in something fun that will get you motivated.
Kohl's Hardware gift card, must go.
Yeah. You could probably build some sort of at-home piece of equipment, you know, with workout equipment with some hardware.
There you go. That would help. Well, thank you so much for the 10 top items. I'm going to take that list and we're going to put it on the archive. When people go to our podcast page, they'll, of course, see the archive, and we'll put a link to your latest workout video there that is kind of a stay-at-home thing. And we'll put the list there. Plus, of course, this interview will be there thanks to Rob Center. So we'll add all that together. And if anybody needs this list snail mailed, we know a lot of folks don't have internet, so we'll be more than happy to mail you a copy of this, and hopefully that'll be delivered in the days ahead. So let us know that. Chelsea, an additional comment. We'll give you a closing minute here.
Yeah. There are tons of online resources out there, guys. I'm seeing so many people, like trainers that I know, with Facebook Live workouts, Instagram Live workouts. You know, they're hunkered down at home, too. So try something new. Follow your favorite trainer. For me, my daughter and I, we made a workout video yesterday, and it's called Planking in Your PJs. So we did that yesterday. You can check that out on my Facebook page, Figo. And we will be continuing that on Friday at 9:30 a.m., so Planking in Your PJs. If you are stuck at home with kids, you don't have to change out of your jammies, and kids can join along and jump right on your back as well. That's what Camilla did
that's
to me
what
the
she
other
did.
Day. She was my weight.
Well, and you get a real good close-up. If you're vague at all what Cam looks like, she puts her face right in front of the camera, so you get a good glimpse of that. Thank you so much. Figo Fitness with Chelsea Davis is on Facebook, and I just really appreciate all this help and your tips and your information. Keep in touch in the days and weeks ahead. We're going to need more of your input. So thank you so much, Chelsea.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Have a great day.
You too, Chelsea Davis, Figo Fitness founder and entrepreneur. Kinesiology is her degree from Penn State. I call her nutrition expert. She just says she admits she's pretty knowledgeable, so we appreciate her help.